It's the Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine podcast, and I'm Janet Blair. Each week, I sit down with one of my girlfriends, whether it be
Teresa,
Natalie,
Carrie,
Kristen,
Tara,
Stephanie.
We talk about whatever.
We completely restore this trailer,
you know, fry people's faces off
as a bad Mexican.
I don't understand the competition that goes on between women.
Two girls and a bottle of wine.
Over a glass of wine, bottle of wine, or sometimes a couple bottles of wine. Join in on Facebook at facebook.com/twogirlsandabottleofwine. Don't miss us. Hi, I'm Janet.
And I'm Carrie.
And we are two girls and a bottle of wine.
Because men like boobs.
And girls like wine. Carrie McLeod is back.
So glad to be back.
I am so happy to have you back. I jacked up the schedule. I think I said that a couple podcasts ago. I had jacked up the schedule.
No, it's good.
No, it's not.
It worked out fine.
No way, Jose.
Okay.
You can tell me. You hate me.
Okay.
So, Carrie McLeod, what's new with you?
Oh, so much.
Catch us up. Let's go.
Well, you know, last time I was on, it was pretty fresh out of my breakup. So, I've been dating since then.
How's that going?
I've been dating my neighbor, who actually was going to be my next door neighbor, but I chose not to move, which is good. Although when I told a colleague about, you know, because he was trying to get me to date him, and I was very wary about it because he would have been 6 feet away from my front door. What if it goes bad and then I have to go out the back door all the time and I have to, right? But he kept asking, and I ended up not moving. But when I was telling a colleague about him, you know, that he's nice, he's a very good-looking man, my age, you know, she said, well, you know, that would make the walk of shame a whole lot. Or the tramp and strut, whichever. I like to think of it as that. But I didn't move. So, you know, we've been dating. He's a very nice man. I like that he's relaxed. I'm not ready to have a commitment to one person. And he's very accepting of that. He just enjoys getting to know me. I think I'm getting real good kudos with his son, too. He's got a 22-year-old son.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he just texts me weird, random stuff. So, yeah, they're nice. And then another guy, I have a really pretty unusual and amazing connection with. And I don't think I'm making it up in my head. I think he feels the same thing. It's just an impossible situation. I won't get into the reasons why it's impossible, but I like him tremendously. And because it's an impossible situation, he's turned into a very good friend that I flirt with. I chat with him quite a few times a week, in each week. And I tell him things. The connection thing is interesting because I tell him things I don't tell other people. You know, and I think he might do the same with me. So maybe he's just going to become a really fantastic, wonderful friend. And that would be great. That would be wonderful. So doing that, I told you, I did text you that I'm doing the vegan thing.
Okay. Don't think I'm an idiot, but there's so many different vegan, vegetarian, what is vegan?
Vegan is no meat, no fish, no cheese, no dairy, no eggs. It is all plant-based food. And do not think I'm going to do this for a lifetime because I am absolutely not. 3 weeks. And then once the 3 weeks is up, I will probably incorporate it into my life like two or three times a week.
So you just eat vegetables and fruits all day long?
Well, you have to get proteins, you know, so
you can do beans.
Yeah, you can do beans. You can do quinoa. You can do rice. You can do, if it's plant-based, you can eat it. And so the real challenge in it, I feel great. I'm on week three, and then next week I get to eat cheese. Yay.
Yay. Oh, we'll have to tell you a story in a minute.
I'm going to go out for wine and cheese, seriously. Like for a whole day.
I'm sure there's no drinking, right? Or is there vegan wine? It's plant-based.
I mean, I've went a little...
Right? It's based on grapes.
Yeah, I went ahead with wine is vegan.
Yeah.
Because, you know, when I get off work and I really, really want that glass of wine, yeah, I went ahead with wine is vegan. I don't know if it is or not. I have no idea, but I'm thinking it is.
All right.
So, yeah, so I went with that. So I feel good. I feel energetic. I would encourage people to do it. I will never stay vegan my whole entire life by any means, but I will probably incorporate this two or three times a week.
What motivated you to do this?
because I'm fitting into my, you know, I'm starting to fit into my clothes, and I just wanted to move it faster. Uh-huh. You know, I wanted to feel some better results. And I also, I heard that it helps regulate your hormones, and, you know, I have the PMS issue, although it's not so bad since I've been working out. I don't know. I wanted to try it.
How long have you been doing it?
I think I go a little crazy with cheese sometimes.
I love cheese.
I know. You know what goes good with cheese? More cheese.
Yes.
Right?
Different varieties of cheese all at once.
I know.
A cheese platter. Why must I share?
I know. So I wanted to just kind of, you know, it's when I was younger, I could just work out. That was it. It didn't matter. I could just work out. But now that I'm older, no, I have to clean up the diet too. So, I just thought I would give it a go. I'll just try it. The thing that's really hard, though, is you have to plan. I mean, it's not like you can just walk into anywhere and get something vegan. You really, really have to plan. And that's been very challenging for me. I'm a really great cook. I don't really like people to know that domestic side of me. But it's the planning every single meal. You know, I'm going to work. I need to make sure that I have every single it's just.
So what have you eaten today? Do you mind me asking that? Is that invasive?
Like, no, that's fine.
You today, can tell me if stuff is off limits.
No, today actually I didn't feel very, very good. So when I first woke up this morning, I just had an apple with some cashew butter.
Oh.
And then the rest of the day I wasn't feeling so good. So now I'm doing my Jamba Juice thing.
Oh.
But a typical day, I eat really well. So maybe in the morning I'll have, you know, oatmeal with, you know, I'll put maple in it. Real maple, because that flavors it. So some oatmeal with some berries and maybe some bananas and apples. Lunch, I might have like lentil soup or, you know, I'm looking at your face.
Are you grilling some portobello mushrooms? Because that's what I'm waiting on. Like the portobello mushrooms with like some marinara sauce, because that's plant-based, right?
Yeah. Well, if you make it yourself, you have to make it yourself, and you can't have the sugar in it.
So you have to, like, squish the tomatoes and,
which I do anyway. I make my own marinara sauce anyway, so. I know, but I'm looking at your face, and that was my face, too, when somebody suggested it, because, you know, it was a friend who suggested, challenged me to do this with her. And I'm thinking
3 weeks.
And I'm thinking, you don't really like me at all, do you? You
no,
obviously
she
think
doesn't like
to be
those
punished.
Around you.
Something.
She wants you to
I know, because
snap.
Yeah, because you do not want to know about the beginning of that.
Don't
at
take
all.
My cheese.
Yeah. So it's a lot of the things taste really, really good. But then I'm really good at seasoning things.
I love garlic.
Me too.
Is garlic it? Yeah, that's plant-based. I just want to make sure.
Yeah, I'm great
I'm
at seasoning
I'm
going to
do this,
things.
But guess what? Yeah. You're going to be on speed dial. Is this plant-based? I'm about to eat a tomato.
That's funny. Ken, my neighbor, he was trying to do vegan with me. He said he would try it. And he calls me at work one day, and he's like, babe, if I put lettuce and tomato on my burger, that's kind of vegan, right? Like, no, is that what you're eating? Nope. He says, no, I'm eating rabbit food. What rabbit food? Carrots? I don't believe you, Ken.
Right.
I really don't. I know that you're sitting there eating chili fries.
And then you come home and you're like, let me smell. I smell meat. I know. And not the sexy kind. Oh, my goodness. Is bread vegan? Are certain kinds of bread?
Yeah,
vegan?
you can buy like a sprouted bread, like the Ezekiel
yes.
bread. Yeah, you can buy whole grain bread. Yeah, you can have that. It's the white kind of starchy stuff that's
right.
not. There was one day that was really challenging. We were doing kind of a thank you thing for one of my colleagues, and we got cake.
Oh,
and I couldn't have cake.
Cake is not vegan.
No,
there's eggs
it's
in
not.
It.
There's eggs in it.
But couldn't you do? Is soda vegan?
I don't drink soda anyway.
But no, because
so.
I saw like this, because like the flour and stuff would be vegan, right? No,
I don't know.
I don't know. Like I saw this Facebook post where you could take cake mix and use soda instead of all the other ingredients, and it's supposed to be as good.
Really?
Yeah, like chocolate cake mix and Diet Coke.
That reminds me, this is something that I do to my kids. So I make them brownies. Mm-hmm. But I don't put the oil and stuff in it. This does not save calories or anything. So if anybody wants to think that it's saving calories, it doesn't.
It doesn't.
It is much more nutritious, though. So I just buy, like, the box mix, you know, some brownie stuff. And then I crush up black beans, a can of black beans, and I blend that in there. And they have no idea. And they're getting all that fiber and, you know.
Oh, wow. Good for them. You just have to buy more toilet paper.
I trick my kids a great deal. You know, like I shred up carrots and zucchini and stuff and marinara sauce. And, you know, I trick them all the time.
They don't listen to this, right?
No.
Are you sure?
Some of the topics we talk about, do you think I'm going to let my kids listen?
No, this is not kid-rated.
No.
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 No. I always check the explicit box, even though we don't use curse words, because you never know, what we're going to talk about.
Yeah, and then you know when Amber's on here, it'd never be.
I'm nervous. She canceled on me. She's coming back, though. Maybe.
On the 13th.
I don't believe it. Like,
she will. She was really sick.
I know.
Yeah. For her to call in sick, too, that's unreal.
Yeah. Because she, I saw that she called in sick to work. Mm-hmm. I didn't take it personally. I took it as a sign I needed to take a day off. So I didn't record it all that week. I'm like, okay, we're good. I'll just take the day off. All right. So woman crush of the week.
I didn't pick a woman crush of the week.
For reals?
Yeah, for reals. I'm sorry. I forgot. I forgot to pick a woman crush of the week.
I don't understand. It hasn't been that long, Carrie McLeod.
I don't know how I forgot. And I read your notes, and I don't know.
Our notes.
I don't know how I forgot.
All right, so I'm going to share my woman crush of the week. Because things have been, like, progressing with the podcast. Not making money, but people are wanting to be on it more, and that's affecting the schedule, and I'm like, I want everyone to be on it every week. Can we do just like 5 minutes with each person? Can we do that? So I found a list of great podcasts by women. So all of these women that I'm going to mention are my women crush of the week.
Okay.
So there's one podcast called Death, Sex, and Money.
That sounds interesting.
It's hosted by Anna Sale. Another one is the JV Club, hosted by Janet Varney. Good name. Hot Grease, hosted by Nicole Taylor. I'm assuming that's a cooking one.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully. Design Matters, hosted by Debbie Millman. Pushing Hoops with Sticks, hosted by Aisha Siddiqui. May have not pronounced that right. Baby Geniuses. Baby Geniuses, hosted by Lisa Hannawalt and Emily Heller. And then Strangers, hosted by Leah Thau. And that was a list that came out recently, within the last year. So you'll have to check out those podcasts. I need to check out those podcasts because I have not heard of any of them, but it's on my list.
Yeah, we'll check them out. Send them to me.
I will.
I'll check them out too.
It'll be in our post. I'll post it.
I cannot believe I don't have a woman crush
of
the week.
I'm kind of disappointed in you.
I know. I've had really good ones, though. I've had you. I've had Teresa.
I know.
I've had Amber. I think I get a pass. I've picked some really, really good woman
ones.
Crushes
yes.
of the week. Yes. I've made people cry.
You have.
I have.
Well, let's do some question and answer fun. Petra from Hillbilly Nerd Talk left some questions for you because that's the new thing.
Okay.
Have you noticed that from listening?
I'm behind.
Well, you need to catch the...
I know. I'm going to catch up.
Catch up.
You were going to use a potty word.
I have been a little... on edge. I need to chill. I need more wine. Steve?
More cheese, more wine.
More cheese and more wine. So each week I have, like, you're going to leave questions for my co-host next week, who is Natty.
Okay.
Natty Waters.
Okay.
But we're not going to leave them over the air. You'll write them down. And then I'll surprise her with them. So
okay.
Petra from Hillbilly Nerd Talk had these questions for you.
Okay.
Where did you learn to belly dance?
I took a class and it was really hard walking into the class because part of the reason why I did belly dancing, so you know, I was bulimic for a very long time. And it was part of just learning how to accept myself exactly how I am and find a more accurate, real image of how I look. So I walked into it and I was just, I was terrified.
Oh, yeah.
I was so terrified. I was terrified that I was just going to look ridiculous. And it turns out I'm very, very good at it. So I took a class and then eventually I did one-on-one with a teacher.
For how long?
From India. I was with her probably about 10 months. I have not belly danced in a long time, which is kind of sad because...
We should all do it.
I know. And I have some of the best outfits, you know, and I have the thimbles, the thumb symbols.
I don't need all that.
And it's fun, though. It is so fun. That's part of the fun about it is all the coins because, you know, the coins are supposed to be your dowry. Mm-hmm. And it's fun just to listen to them all. And it's very sexy. And it was, I think, very instrumental in me having a much more accurate view of my body and being much more forgiving of my body. So I would suggest anybody do it. It's a blast. I would do it. I would definitely do it and other people. Yeah, absolutely.
T-squared. Mm-hmm. Get us together.
I'm trying to learn how to line dance too.
Ooh. I'm not good at it. I have tried line dancing. I have tried. And I'm not good at it. I'm just not.
I am actually a pretty good dancer. I have really good rhythm. And so I'm a pretty good dancer. So I would like to find a guy who would take like a, you know, like salsa with me or something.
How's your neighbor? Not that guy.
I've asked him and he's kind of like, oh, if you really want to.
So you get him there and see if he gets into it.
Yeah,
he might. Like maybe he's nervous. And once you get him there and he's like, hey, I can do this, he mm-hmm. opens up like a flower. I just called the boy a flower. I'm sorry.
His poor testosterone. What did you just do to his testosterone?
He will
never, he's a very, very masculine man. He will never blossom like a flower.
I never met your ex, but I pictured very masculine. So I don't imagine that you would divert from that.
Yeah, I have a tendency to like men who have way too much testosterone. You know, and you're kind of like, where you look at them every day. What? What?
What is wrong with me? Do you read together? No.
I don't get men. What is wrong with you? But then there's other reasons you really like them to have all that testosterone. So.
Holy muffin. Holy muffin. All right. The next question on Question and Answer Fun from Petra to Carrie. How would you hide a body? Just wondering is what she says. Just wondering.
That is the best question ever. I have to tell you very, very honestly, I don't think I could do the hide the body thing on my own. I really don't. I've asked Siri before just because, you know, when I first got the 4S, I asked her all kinds of crazy questions. Like, so Siri, I have a dead body. Where should what should I do with it? And she like sends me to a landfill. And I would enlist my very good friend Forrest. Because something about Forrest in all of our conversations, I've known him for several years and I love him. I also love his deviousness. I think he could help me hide a body. So I would call up Forrest.
You would call a friend.
Yes, I would call Forrest and I would tell him, dude, I got a body. He also wouldn't ask questions. He would just show up. I don't know what we'd do. Take it to a wood chipper or I don't know, but I would let him take charge. Also, another man in my life, he's just a friend, wonderful friend, who has way too much testosterone. But it would come in very handy when you have to hide a body.
Right.
Yes.
So, Petra, if you need some more details about maybe how to get a hold of Forrest, you can private message Carrie. The last question. What's the best new music that you're listening to? New music. Since the last time we spoke about music.
Since I'm fairly confident, you already got this text message, and I'm fairly confident. I mean, I admitted on Facebook that I really love disco. I learned running that I like Taylor Swift.
I am so happy for you.
Yeah, I'm sort of ashamed of myself. My gays are very, very happy that I am bet. A Swiftie.
They're like 1989.
I have to say though, on my slower runs, Shake It Off, that is a great song to
She's
run
got
to.
Some great beats.
Mm-hmm.
And some of her lyrics are genius.
Mm-hmm.
Like Band-Aids don't cover bullet holes. I freaking love that line. I'm like, you go girl.
It depends. I mean, really. A band-aid Maybe. Could.
A big band-aid. But I just, the first time I heard that line, I was like, I'm sold. I'm sold on this album. Good job, Taylor. She's been in the news lately. Great transition.
Yeah.
So, hours after the pop superstar Taylor Swift criticized Apple for their new thing that they're coming out with, and I'm going to backtrack here. backtrack. So this story has been evolving like crazy over the last 24 hours. Because when I first put the notes together, it was going this way. And then it turned this way today. So Taylor Swift announced that she'll hold back her 1989 album from Apple Music. So she took to Tumblr to do an open letter to Apple. She is not going to allow the album, which has sold nearly 5 million copies since its release in October, to be played via Apple's new streaming service. Now, Swift's 1989 was the top-selling album of 2014, and it was released in October. And it holds the same title this year, and this is June.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so pretty awesome album. She's not going to allow it to be played on Apple's new program. So in the post, she put to Apple Love Taylor. She wrote, Apple Music plans to forgo royalty payments to writers, artists, and producers during the 3-month trial window when customers who sign up for the service can use it for free. I find it to be shocking, disappointing, and completely unlike this historically progressive and generous company. Apple Music, which will debut an iOS 9 and Android on June 30th, will offer both a free tier and a paid subscription service that'll cost $9.99 a month. And then if you purchase that, you get a 3-month trial.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll combine on-demand listening with stations programmed by DJs instead of computerized algorithms. All right, so this was yesterday. She's going to hold it. She put this letter out. Her last comments were, we don't ask you for free iPhones. Please don't ask to provide you with free music. So then, Taylor made some progress, and I found this to be pretty amazing. So this happened today. Apple announced that they're going to be, I don't have the latest one, but they're going to change their policy to pay royalties for the 3 months.
Right.
So she won.
Right on.
Yeah.
I think that's good. I personally think that, I mean, I agree they should be paid the royalties.
Yeah.
I do,
it's
absolutely.
Their art.
But at the same time, I find music by listening to streaming services, you know? So I find music by listening to, like, Pandora. And actually, I think I heard Shake It Off on Pandora. And I'm
sure Taylor makes some money from Pandora.
Right. And then I go buy the album. Mm-hmm. So I wonder how much of a loss are they really suffering if something like that is not paying the royalties.
But I don't know. If you give an inch, it's one of those things that'll,
yeah,
you know.
I agree with that. What was really interesting to me was, actually, I'm not going to get into this, so never mind.
What?
It was something regarding AC/DC, and it was years back, and it doesn't matter now.
Why?
It just doesn't matter.
Okie dokie. Shut up, Janet. Shut up. Just How's the letter reading going? If you guys have listened for very long, you know that Carrie asked for the public to send letters to her son because he was being bullied to make him feel better.
Right.
How's that going?
I'm still getting, they're still trickling in into the post office box, which is interesting. Every now and then somebody will post, and I haven't written, I do have some really good blog posts coming up soon. But I haven't written anything on there in a while, but every now and then somebody will post something for my blog, and then that brings other people to read it, and they get to that, and then they send the letter. So I still have them trickling in. He wanted a break. I gave him a break. You know, he will get to all the letters, and my son just wanted a little bit of a break, and I thought that would be better if he feels like he has to read them right now, then he won't enjoy it and won't have as much meaning. But it really, your cat cracks me up.
He's up in your face.
I know. Cats always know I don't like them. It's like children. Children know I don't like them and they love me. And I'm like, I don't really like you.
So you're taking a break. Taking a break from the letter
reading. From the letters.
Are you gonna turn it into a book?
I think so. I think so. I think it would be a really great idea, but he's not sure if he wants to do that, and they're his letters, so I need to make sure that that's something he wants to do.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
You have an ex-husband.
Yes.
Can you imagine if your ex-husband was Charlie Sheen, and he posted what he posted about Denise Richards yesterday? So the 49-year-old anger management star posted a message to Twitter on Sunday in which he addressed two of his ex-wives, Denise Richards and Brooke Mueller. Brooke M. is a sexy rock star whom I adore. D. Richards, a hectic, washed-up piglet shame pile. Happy Father's Day, is what he wrote. Isn't that insane?
Why would he do that? That's so classless.
But he's never been classy.
I know. I don't know why I would even be surprised by that. And, you know, talking about my ex-husband, it used to be, you know, he's a musician.
Right.
And he used to do Wonderful Tonight, Eric Clapton.
Mm-hmm.
And he dedicated it to his wife, who he loved so much. Yeah, now he does I Used to Love Her, But I Had to Kill Her by Guns N' Roses and dedicates it to his ex.
Oh, wow.
Potty word wife. Actually, I think he stopped doing that, but he did do that. He was doing that for a couple of years. And
it was his way of coping. I don't know. And speaking of other Father's Day fun, Oliver Hudson, who is Goldie Hawn's son, he posted a picture of him with his biological father, not Kurt Russell, mm-hmm. and his sister, Kate, and put Happy Abandonment Day.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I saw that on because I follow him on Twitter or on Instagram last night, and I was like, Steve,
I sort of get that anger. I really do. You know, I went through a lot of that with my dad.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I did. I went through a lot of it with my dad. He was in and out of our lives. And I think I just made peace with what my parents were, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I just made peace with it. And then everything
You have to, because you can't choose them.
Yeah, and I'm glad that I did. You know, I spent time with my dad. I went out to Phoenix and spent time with my dad when he was in home hospice. And then he died a couple of weeks later. So I get that. I think when I was younger, I would have done something like
but
that.
To
absolutely.
Be like of that, like in the spotlight.
Right.
Like, do you know who Oliver Hudson is?
Mm-mm.
Okay, I'm going to show you a picture. Do you watch? Hold on. Wait for it. Don't worry, it's coming. Hold on. Everything that's coming up is this story. So, do you watch Nashville?
No.
Did you watch Rules of Engagement?
No.
Does he look familiar to you? He was in both of those.
Maybe.
And I didn't.
You know how I am with celebrities.
I fell in love with him in Rules of Engagement because he played the dingy neighbor. And then he came on Nashville and he's a cutie. And then come to find out he's freaking Goldie Hawn's son. I'm like, of course. I love mm-hmm. his sister. So of course I'm going to love him. Mm-hmm. I just want to be in their family. That would be an awesome family.
I did actually have a golden retriever when I was with my my ex-husband.
Did you name it Goldie Hawn?
No, I had a golden retriever that was the love child of my ex-husband. My ex-husband lived in Glenwood Springs and he did a whole bunch of work in Aspen and was very friendly with Goldie Hawn and Kurt Russell. And so my dog, Rocky, was the love child of, well, they just breed them, you know, but I'm calling it the love child. Rocky was the love child of my ex-husband's dog, Golden Retriever, and...
You have a connection to Goldie Hawn and...
Well, we ended up having to put Rocky down. That was one of the saddest days of my entire life. I loved him so much.
I am striking out today. So we talked about you being vegan. You walk in my door and I offer you cheese. For freak's sakes, I am not doing well.
As I was driving here, I was like, oh, Jack in the Box. I could stop at Jack in the Box. Nobody would ever know I was cheating on my vegan diet. And I don't even think that's food. I really don't. It's not a place I would normally eat.
So horrible. I am a horrible fast food junkie.
You are?
I am.
I'm not. I don't normally do a whole lot.
I don't ever post it. Of course.
I do Taco Bell every now and then because the state says I have to feed my children.
I discovered something amazing last week. It was the ultimate croissant witch from Burger King. It has bacon, sausage, and ham.
You're so killing me right now. Thank
I'm
you.
Sorry.
Thank
no,
you.
Guess what? My heart died a little bit from all that crap.
I know. And I have my apples and greens making my heart
yummy.
Very, very, very nice
yummy.
And healthy.
Mm-hmm. So speaking of Goldie Hawn and Kurt Russell, they've been together for 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
30 freaking years.
They're best friends.
They've been together a long time. They're not married. They met in 1968, but they didn't start a relationship until 1983. And that might be the longest engagement in history if either Han or Russell had ever had intentions to tie the knot. But they don't. They don't even want to. And she said that the secret to this, the lasting relationship, isn't about marriage. It's about compatibility and communication. So you were talking about your two guys.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe help you decide which road to travel down.
Well, one, I can't travel down, although I feel a stronger connection to him. At the moment, I do.
At the moment.
But no, one, I can't travel down.
Okay. All right. So, and you both need to want it to work.
Because mm-hmm.
it takes a lot of work. Yeah. If one person does not want it to work, it's not going to work. Although there are some differences, both Golding and Kirk came from stable, strong families, and their children just kind of, you know, came together as well. So mm-hmm. that's her secret to success when it comes to long-lasting relationships.
I think the real truth to it is they are their best friends.
They really are. Like, Steve, you know, if he didn't travel so much, I feel like it would be different. But when he's home, I'm like glue. I'm like, hold me, attention, please. That's me. And we've been together 5 years. Like, I run home to him. I'm like, must leave work. Got to see the boyfriend. I've missed him.
He travels so much.
So much.
I have to say very honestly, too, when I come over, I'm happy when I see him here. You know, because I'm happy for you, for one. And then he's just a cool guy.
He is.
Yes.
He's pretty amazing.
Yeah, he's a cool guy.
So you're into fitness.
Mm-hmm.
And I found this article and I thought it would be perfect. I've actually been saving it for a while so that I could share it with you. So a personal trainer named Sophie Kay proved why you should ignore those before and after fitness selfies. She posted two photos and the results were shocking. They were done within like 3 minutes of each other.
I know, I love this. Yeah. I love that she did this. I absolutely love this.
Because those before and after pictures can make mm-hmm. you feel like crap. They really can.
Absolutely. And the whole thing is like, I am very fit. You know, I run probably, I don't run like I used to when I ran marathons, but I run probably 30 miles a week. When I lift very, very heavy. I take it very seriously. And it makes me feel good. And mm-hmm. that's the big thing. But I'm never going to look like I looked when I was in my 20s and 30s when I was running marathons. I'm just not. Gravity's not nice to us. You know,
gravity is a B word.
It's just not. But I love that she did this because I think what it really made me start to think of is us as whole people. And so now I have wisdom and compassion and kindness and just stuff I didn't have then. So would I trade in how I looked in my 20s and 30s for that? No, I wouldn't. But this is good because she's looking at just be fit, be healthy, take care of your body, but don't try and attain an impossible standard.
Don't compare yourself to others is also,
no,
yeah,
exactly, huge. Exactly. And you know, I've written about that several times mm-hmm. and be your own best. And so I love that. I love that she did this because there has been some other personal trainers who on Instagram and different social media sites have shamed people.
Yes.
Yeah. And shame does not create any positive results. You just want to teach people to be your best you,
mm-hmm.
accept your body. And, you know, so my body is nothing like it was in my 20s. But at the same time, I appreciate what my body can do. You know, I absolutely appreciate that I can run, that I can lift so heavy, that it carries me through stress and challenging times in my life and, you know, sex. And, you know, I appreciate what my body does and I appreciate that it's healthy and that's enough. That's good.
You're very healthy. You're looking amazing.
Thank you.
You don't own a scale, so you don't know how much you're down.
No,
so.
If I got on the scale, that would trigger all sorts of...
But your clothes are fitting better.
My clothes are fitting great. I'm getting into my smaller size clothes, and yeah, I'm feeling good.
Yay!
I'm feeling really good.
Well, what this personal trainer did, she's also a blogger. She made headlines by posting on Tumblr where she took a picture of her in just like a normal bra and panties.
Mm-hmm.
And that was her before shot. Well, then about 3 minutes later, she turned off the overhead lights, put on underwear that fit better, She twisted her body slightly to the side to show off her best angle. She flexed and then added a filter. And it's amazing the differences mm-hmm. in the pictures. And mm-hmm. I will post that in our wherever I post this.
And you can look at the second one and then start thinking, oh, I'm never going to look like that. I'm never going to be that. Why bother? Why do this? You know? And you know, when you look in the gym, go to any gym, you see very fit people with all different types of bodies, you know?
Yep.
So, although I have to admit that... I went through the whole body image thing. When I quit smoking and gained weight, I did go through the whole body image thing again, and I like this a lot better. You know, I do. I admit that. But I do also accept that I'm never going to look like I did in my 20s when my boobs were perky and didn't need bras to hold them up. And, you know, I miss that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you have a, like, throwback Thursday picture from those times?
I don't think so. I've never been a real big picture person just because I'm so awkward. I'm so awkward. I mean, I have some really, really great pictures that people snapped. You know, Zach has a lot of pictures that, you know, just that were just snapped when I was having fun. And, you know, people who know me well, they go through my pictures and they're like, what is with the Mona Lisa thing that you have going on? You know, because I hardly ever smile in my pictures. If I do smile, I'm awkward. I don't know. It triggers some weird thing in me that I just start freaking out. But my best pictures that really show who I am are, you know, where I'm just having a good time. I didn't know I was being photographed. Mm-hmm. I had no idea that I was being photographed. And, you know, you look at my pictures like on Facebook and you think, ooh, I don't want to play poker with her. But the truth is that, you know, my face squishes up when I laugh and I'm very expressive in my face. And I'm looking at the
two pictures of you behind you. And I think you look beautiful. And those were posed.
Mm-hmm. But I just don't.
Okay.
I feel awkward in pictures. I just do. It's perfectly fine for people to snap pictures when I'm just having a good time. And sometimes those are really great pictures. But mm-hmm. Yeah, I just feel so awkward.
Okay.
Yeah.
No pressure. No pictures today.
Yeah.
No. Did you hear about Blake Shelton? He turned 39 on Friday.
I will. And I also heard he's a do-gooder.
He is. Mm-hmm. So do you want to talk about it?
Well, he helped a guy in Oklahoma, and I think that one didn't actually...
So Blake Shelton lives in Oklahoma.
Yeah. And so, well, I know that because he is my boyfriend.
I know that.
But he, all the flooding and the tropical storm.
Oh, my parents are in Southwest Missouri. And, so much flooding. So much flooding.
Mm-hmm.
It's insane. But everyone's okay.
So an Oklahoman guy got stuck in some flooding waters and Blake Shelton helped him out.
Yeah, the guy was
and then drove
like,
him home.
Was trying to like get his truck unstuck and yep. like all of a sudden this Dodge pulled up and this guy's like, "You ready?" and throws like this tow rope. And the guy's like, "You should see have you seen the video?"
Mm-mm.
Oh my gosh. The guy's like, "I thought that was Blake Shelton."
I know.
I told him, "Yeah. Go ahead." It was like, oh my gosh.
You do that so well. You can tell you're from that part of the world. And I knew he was a do-gooder. I mean, yeah. He's my boyfriend.
He drove the guy like over yonder is what the guy said.
Over yonder. Over yonder
to
his house.
Snapped some pictures with Blake. And then he was like, let's get it up.
His wife got to meet Blake.
Oh, he called his wife on the way there and was like, "Blake Shelton picked me up. You better spiffy yourself up.
Yes.
We're on our way home." I'm like, oh my god,
I love how they talk. I love it.
No, I'm just like quoting. I'm not making fun.
I know.
I need to put the link to the video so no one thinks I'm making fun, but he was the most adorable Oklahomian. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, wow,
that is so cute. Yeah, I showed it to Ken and I said, "See, look what my boyfriend did. He's so nice." And he's like, "So I'm competing with Blake Shelton?"
Yep.
I said, "Well, he's got a wife who's much more beautiful than me.
Oh, stop.
So I can have a boyfriend." Well, he also, like a proper possible future boyfriend, he said, "Oh, no, you're way prettier." I'm like, "Oh, you might be a good catch after all."
And this all happened on Blake's birthday.
That's so cool.
So awesome.
See, that's why he's my boyfriend. Right. I love him.
Speaking of birthdays, wouldn't you love if you pooped glitter? There was this article about the perfect birthday gift. Are these pills that you take and it turns your poop into glitter?
I'm feeling a deja vu. It seems like when Amber was here, we talked about pooping glitter. Because didn't we talk about her dog ate my crayons?
Yes.
Her dog ate my crayons and was pooping colors for a while. My dog just recently did the same thing, too. I
don't need to buy your dog some glitter pills.
I have to say, I don't look at my poop.
I don't either.
I don't care if it's glittery.
Have you tried Poopery? That stuff's freaking amazing, Carrie. Okay, guess what, guys? We all poop. Let's talk about it. So I'm like, what is this Poopery? I had seen it in the stores a couple times and I didn't buy it. But like one day I was like, you know what? I should just buy it. I should buy some and try it. Yep, it worked. My bathroom turned into a rose garden instead of a sewage.
What does it do?
You spray it in the toilet before you go to the bathroom.
And
then when you go to the bathroom, instead of it smelling like sewage, it smells like a rose garden.
I could have used that my first few days of going vegan.
About poop. Let's go.
No, I'm not going to talk about
it. I thought we were going to talk about it.
No, we're not talking about poop.
You said we were going to talk about poop.
No, I don't think I ever.
You said this is perfect podcast material.
No, I said, were we being sarcastic? I think me and Steve were being sarcastic.
I don't think I took
about
up.
The clean
I did not
poem.
Pick up the sarcasm.
Go get him.
Steve, bring the wine.
I am pretty sure we were being sarcastic.
So when you go vegan, some things happen with the body and you need some poopery.
Yes, and the first few days, I don't know what was happening. I was miserable the first few days. My body was not used to that much plant food. It wasn't. It was used to Twinkies and bacon and cupcakes and wine and beer and cheese.
Give me some dang
cheese.
It was
not used to plant food. So I know my body is sitting there saying, what the hell are you doing? Yeah, but no, we don't need to talk about my very cleansed colon.
Your colon's happy.
I could have sampled the whole little glitter thing, so just report
with the poopery.
With the poopery.
That would have been the best trial.
Yes.
You should have started veganism after this podcast. How long have you been doing it?
The vegan?
Yeah.
I'm only doing it 3 weeks, so I'm done. I'm done this week.
This is your last week?
Yeah, I'm done this week.
This is Monday, so you're done Friday?
Saturday.
Saturday.
Sunday, I'm meat and cheese.
Have you purchased it already?
No. If I purchase it,
you'll eat it.
I will talk myself into actually eating
the cheese. You've made it 2 weeks. You can make it.
Yeah,
Carrie,
I can. No, I'm doing fine.
If you think about cheating, just text me.
Okay.
And I'll be like, no.
And you'll text me back. I'm eating cheese.
No, this cheese tastes like crap.
Government cheese.
Government cheese. Government cheese. That's so bad. That's so bad. How about some cupcakes and presents time? It's celebrity birthday time.
Yay.
All right. This is for people that are celebrities that have birthdays this week. So it could have been on Sunday or it could be on Friday. But let's see. Who has a birthday? Drummer Joey Kramer of Aerosmith turns 65.
Wow.
Yeah. Actress Juliette Lewis turns 42. Do you know who she is?
She's 42?
Yeah. Crazy, huh?
Wow.
Chris Christopherson is 79. Do you know who he is?
Yeah, and singer, I kind of songwriter, actor. I believe he's that age.
He's always looked older, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Bassist Gary Beers of NXS is 58.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm sort of feeling old.
That's what
Even
this
though
does
I'm younger
to me.
Than them, I'm feeling.
It's like they were always old. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Actor Donald Faison of Scrubs is 41. TV personality Jay Rodriguez of Queer Eye for the Straight Guy is 36. Let's see, who else? Former American Idol judge Randy Jackson is 59.
Those last three people, I don't even know who they are.
That's okay. Actress Selma Blair is 43.
Dumb.
Cruel Intentions. She was brunette. Okay. Nope.
No, I'm sorry. I don't know enough celebrities.
It's okay. Colin Blunstone of The Zombies is 70. Former Mick Fleetwood of Fleetwood Mac is 68.
Wow.
Do you know these people? Am I doing better?
I kind of thought he was older. I did. I have to, can I confess something?
What's that?
I have so many friends who love, love, love Stevie Nicks. Oh, love Stevie Nicks. Stevie Nicks is so great. I think she's weird.
I think she is too.
I just think she's weird. I don't like her. And then, you know, along with that, people would send me, oh, you like fashion. You love fashion. And so they'd send me like these bohemian Stevie Nicks kinds of things. Would you wear this? No. No. Do I look like somebody who
rejected.
Would wear that? Okay. I got that out.
Actor Joe Penny of Jake and the Fat Man. Remember that show?
No.
Oh, he's 59.
I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. Singer Solange Knowles, who is Beyoncé's sister.
Okay.
He's 29. Singer George Michael.
How old is Beyoncé?
I don't know. That's a good question. While I Google, I want to tell you that George Michael is 52.
No way.
Yep.
Wow.
Does that make you feel old?
I'm still younger.
You are. Good job.
Mm-hmm.
Rapper Richie Rich is 48. Rapper Candyman is 47. Nope.
I don't know who that is, but he's my age.
Actress Busy Phillips of Cougar Town? No? Okay. Mm-mm. She turns 36. She's older than me. Makes me good. Singer Chris Isaak is 59. Guitarist Eddie Perez of the Mavericks is 47.
Let's Yay, 47.
See. Beyonce. She's 33.
33.
Mm-hmm. She'll be 34 in September.
Speaking on just looks, I think Beyonce could be a girl crush for me.
She's awesome.
Although J-Lo's my girl crush.
They're both very beautiful women.
Yeah, I would consider going the other way for either one.
Whoa. Gretchen Wilson is 41.
Really, but who?
Do you know who Gretchen Wilson is? Redneck. I'm a redneck woman, bah, 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 bah.
No, sorry. I feel like I should study celebrities better.
Yeah. Lori Morgan, 57. She was a country singer back in the 90s. She's still a country singer. I don't know why.
But you remember, the country music I like is the country that's not really,
country,
according to Kenny Mace.
And Steve McGrew. Yeah. So are you excited about Magic Mike XXL?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I took the first one a little bit.
So we were able to give away 5 pairs of tickets this week, and I was amazed at the response. Like, I got people, like, responding like this.
So crazy.
So I want to say a big congratulations to Gabriella Bolanos, Maria Sanchez, Natalie Zahn, Melinda Long, and Aubrey Wallace. Those are our 5 winners.
Yay.
They get to see Magic Mike this Thursday. And the cool thing is that the firemen are going to be there selling calendars and signing.
Oh, there are firemen, right? The Children's Hospital firemen.
I don't know. I just
the know. Benefits the burn center. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I get to go to events with them all the time.
Oh.
I work for Children's.
You're like best friends with them.
They're short.
Oh, I haven't seen them.
They're always short. It's always disappointing to me because I go take my calendar. Ooh, he's hot. I want him to sign.
Where's Mr. October? And then you look down.
I know.
Oh.
Wow. I'm 5'7", and you're shorter than me. Dude.
You're taller than 5'7".
No, I'm 5'7".
I'm 5'8".
I'm 5'7".
I feel like I'm shorter than you.
No, I feel like you're taller than me.
Hmm.
You're taller than me.
Yeah, that's right. I'm looking at the picture. Wait, that one you must have heels on, and then that one you must not.
Yeah.
Do you see the difference?
The one with T-squared, I was wearing flat boots,
yes,
which I know was very surprising.
Yeah.
And you were wearing some heels.
Yes, I was in my work gear still.
Yeah.
And Sexy Shoe Sunday has gone private. Did you notice that?
Yeah.
There's been some drama.
I honestly went like, I don't know, 8 or 9 days where I wasn't even on Facebook. And now I get on it for just a minute, and then that's it. Like, yesterday I got on just so I could collect the podcast, because I assumed that you probably posted it on my wall, so I wanted to go check it, because I have to
catch up. Which I can do now, because there for a while I couldn't.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. I don't know what happened.
She's shutting down. Shutting down on Facebook.
I have stopped getting on Facebook, though, because, you know, it started to feel like, You know when you keep going to the refrigerator again and again and again, like some magic fairies came and put new food in your refrigerator when you weren't looking, but it's all the same crap.
But Facebook does. Like, you get new notifications, and it makes you feel good most of the time.
I get annoyed. I do. I get it. I get annoyed with stuff, and then I don't have very good Facebook etiquette because there's only like a handful of people where I actually go look at their pages. You're one. Where I actually go look at the pages, and so I post stuff, and I like, it's like I expect everybody to come to me. Everybody come to my house.
I'm bad at that too, especially work has been mm-hmm. insane, and I don't look. Mm-hmm. Steve has pointed out that the only time I do look is when we lay down in bed to watch TV, and I'm like listening to TV and scrolling Facebook. Yeah, just to see if I miss, like, I love when people get engaged. Like, it makes me so freaking happy.
Yeah, I hardly ever go through my newsfeed. So I have like my people. So if I do get on, I'll go to your page.
I've been kind of boring.
You can always tell when I'm stalking you too, because then you get a whole bunch of likes from me. You know, like. You know, I'll go through and like all your pictures, and you know, I go to Teresa's page, and you know, I mean, there's a handful of people whose pages I go to, but.
Have you thought about signing up for like the favorites, where anytime we post you get notified? Would that be too much of a commitment?
Yeah, that's too much. I don't get notified on my phone, period. So I don't have any notifications turned on.
Even when people text you?
Mm-mm.
I don't understand.
Because I'll check it. I'll check it.
People are posting pictures on your wall of sexy shoes.
Yeah.
Is your wall the new?
Yeah, that's my friend Kimberly. Those are cute. She's not normally a high heel wearer, so.
So she was like, I'm posting. Yeah,
I'm sure me and Christy are very proud of her.
You have a lot of two girls in a bottle of wine.
I know. I have a ton of people that post shit on my page, too. Sorry for the potty word. I have a ton of people who post stuff on my page, and so then I feel, I don't know, I'm just not feeling Facebook anymore.
What are you feeling?
I've been hanging out with real people.
Are you Instagramming?
No.
What? Real people. What? Yeah,
I know. It was weird
at
first.
You have to put on a bra for that.
Like, and we know how I feel about that. Right. But I have actually been putting on my bra so I can go hang out with people.
That's hilarious.
I know. That's funny. The vegan slaughterhouse.
It shows a bunch of watermelons.
I know.
That is awesome.
It makes me feel so bad what I'm doing to those plants.
They just regrow. They regrow. It's okay. That's why God gave us plants and cows.
Yeah, I know. I don't really feel bad that I eat cows either.
That's why they're here. What else would they be doing?
I believe
working Wall Street,
right?
No,
I believe the food chain for sure. Although, yeah. Just not these 3 weeks.
No,
and that has nothing to do with my love of beef, though.
Have you noticed a difference? Like, this is a vegan censored podcast because I keep coming back to. I'm just like, what's up with it? Like, are the pants, like you said, you got a little bloated at first.
Yeah, it was extremely bloated at first and had gas. It smelled like eggs, and I'm not even allowed to eat eggs. It was bad. It was so bad.
So can you just like have like 20 like tomatoes throughout the day? Like, is there a quantity cutoff? Like, what is that? Like, vegetables don't fill me up.
No, I have to have the protein because I lift weights, so I have to have the protein. So I mix it. So, you know, I'll have sometimes just in my coffee, and I do this anyway, even not being vegan. So sometimes these are two tricks I use because I'll drink coffee. I don't care. I'll drink day-old coffee. I don't care. Mm-hmm. I care about the caffeine, so I figured this will actually help me. So two tricks that I do is my first cup of coffee – I'll put some chocolate vegan protein in it, and like a half a tablespoon of coconut oil. The reason for the coconut oil is because it's so good for you anyway. It helps you to absorb all those nutrients in the fruits mm-hmm. and vegetables. It also keeps me from searching out candy all day long. You know?
Really?
It kind of staves the craving thing. So I do that anyway. But the biggest reason I do is just the health benefits, because if you get that healthy fat in your diet, then you absorb all those nutrients a lot better. That's where people really screw up, is they think fat-free. No, you don't want to. You want to stay saturated fat-free, but you want to eat the good fat.
And Teresa has said on a podcast that, you know, a spoonful of coconut oil a day is good for you. I tried it one day and I was like, oh, hell no. But if I put it in my coffee or my tea, I drink tea now. I don't drink coffee.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder.
Yeah, try it. Good. Try it because it's.
Do you notice it? Or taste?
You know, sometimes I'll put it, you know, you said you don't do the smoothies. I do the green smoothies. So sometimes I put it in the green smoothies. I use different oil too, like flaxseed oil,
mm-hmm.
Grapeseed oil, you know.
Avocado oil.
Yeah. So I'll use different oils sometimes. Or sometimes just in my oatmeal. You know, but yeah. I also put in chia seeds and sometimes flaxseed. That's, you know, some, what's it called when they're all fine?
I don't know.
Where, you know, because flax seeds yes. are usually, but, you know, you...
It's like grated up into
sifted.
Pieces. Sifted.
Yeah.
I was not even close. Grated cheese.
Thank you, Grandma.
Back to the cheese.
Grandma put that in my sifted. Head somewhere.
I don't think I've ever heard that term.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. All right, Carrie McLeod. I am so glad you stopped by.
I am so glad I came
and
over.
And you're going to be back in August?
I am.
That is just the month after next.
Oh, you know what? We scheduled that, too, for during PMS. So it's a good thing that my PMS is mellowing out.
You scheduled that? I don't. My mother has always said I'm blessed because I don't really suffer from PMS.
Amber used to say she does not suffer from PMS. And then I pointed out to her, well, there's those 5 days of the month that you're a total bitch.
I will happen to eat more that week. I do find myself craving a lot more Taco Bell. But then part of me is like, is that in the mind?
No, I don't think so. Your metabolism is faster when you're going through that PMS period. Your metabolism moves a little bit faster. Not enough for the amount of food that we usually consume.
Right.
I do want to eat more during PMS. But then once PMS is over and my cycle begins, I forget to eat.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that's why you're cranky.
No, I'm not cranky. That's when I'm in a great mood. Once my cycle starts, then Carrie's back to normal. Carrie's good. Carrie's happy again. Carrie's normal. It's those 5 days before.
Wow. And you put warnings on Facebook. I find that to
actually
be hilarious.
Now I'm just doing it out of habit because I don't really feel it too much. Because, you know, I'm working out so hard, you know, running, that's kind of mellowing everything out. The diet was getting cleaned up even before doing the vegan. So I don't feel it too much.
Okay.
You know, in traffic, maybe I don't really like any people at all in traffic, you know, so I'm maybe feeling the crankiness a little bit there, but no, I'm not feeling it too much. I don't want to disappoint. I would put that on Facebook, you know, warning.
It's such a
lie right now. No, I do actually still have more anxiety then, but yeah, I'm not feeling It's not like it was.
Not like it was.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I hope that everyone has a great week. I hope you have a great week. And
you too.
Keep in touch via text message because that's awesome. Mm-hmm. Even if I don't respond right away, I'm excited when I get those.
You have been responding right away.
I try. Yeah, I really do try.
Yeah.
But sometimes it'll sit there and then I'll come back and be like, oh my God. Ah!
That's one thing I'm getting. I have to work at it. I do. I have to work at it. And so it's been kind of cool having that. The person that I talked about, the guy that I talked about that I feel this incredible connection with, I'm good at responding to him.
Good.
I know I'm proud of myself. I am.
Because I've texted you and it's
taken
like a whole day.
I just sat up much taller, huh? Like, yes. I'm really proud.
I've texted you and it's taken like a whole day.
Oh my God. I have this one friend, Johan. I swear to God, it takes us 2 weeks to finish one conversation. Because we're both like that. But yes, I'm very proud. And actually, it's Amber who helped me.
Thank you, Amber.
Amber gets paranoid.
And Amber's here in a couple weeks.
Yes.
Yeah. You know the date.
The 13th.
13th mm-hmm. of July.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's coming up.
We're excited. She's going to make you blush.
Yep. All right. Well, you guys have a great week and we'll see you guys soon. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you guys so much for listening. You found us once, but can you find us again? Make sure and check out our website at twogirlsinabottleofwine.com. You can listen to us on Podbean, Spreaker, iHeartRadio, Rockin' Comedy Radio, iTunes, Stitcher. All of our links can be found on Tumblr and Blogspot. Thanks, and we'll see you again soon.